It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There's a game that most of us need to learn how to play. It's a real exciting and rewarding game. And it is a game that nearly every person can play with good results. The name of the game is How to Play Second Best. Now, it's true that this game isn't a very popular one. Most of us don't like to play second best because most of us want to lead the parade. And it's nothing wrong, basically, with wanting to lead the parade. We wouldn't be worth much if we didn't want to be at the front of the march. But this is where playing the second best comes in. For any school child can tell you that a parade can only have a very limited number of leaders. The rest must follow. The real trouble comes when we don't get to lead the parade and must become one of the followers. Not many of us know how to do that and do it well. Too many times we let our disappointment turn into bitterness and we become critical of the one who is leading. All of us have experienced this, having to play the role of second best. Fact about the business is that every one of us must do it every day. No person can be a leader in everything. Every person must follow in some things. There were two brothers once who were commercial fishermen. One brother was a natural leader. The other brother was destined to always be second best. Wherever the two were introduced, the introduction went something like this. Meet Peter and his brother Andrew. They are fishermen. Andrew was always the last one introduced. Even when Andrew was not with his leader brother, Peter, he was still introduced like this. Meet Andrew, the brother of Peter. No matter where Andrew went, he was always second best, always Peter's brother. But playing second best didn't destroy Andrew. He knew how to play the game and played it like a pro. And anyone who knows the story about these brothers knows that Peter was what he was because of Andrew. There are some truths we need to learn in order to play the game of playing second best. First of all, second best doesn't necessarily mean one of smaller stature or of less importance. The backfield man does all the scoring and gets the publicity, but he'll be the first to tell you of the worth of the men up front. Then, too, being second best doesn't mean we haven't done our best. And if a person does his best, no one can ask him to do more regardless of what others are able to do. Real judgment comes not from comparing us against another, but comparing our results against our potential. For it's quite evident that all of us do not have the same number of talents. Andrew played the game like few people can. The thing that made Andrew great while playing second best was his deep-rooted humility. And unless you have that virtue, you'll never be able to play the game at all.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.